activate the view screen, and turn on your universal translators, because it is time for another Galactic Netcast. Brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2013, and time once again for another Galactic Netcast! Excuse me. This is the Sci-Fi Film School number 35. From Waterloo, Iowa, I am Dave Nelson. Joining me, as always on this fine show, Mr. Matt Stein from Appleton, Wisconsin, and Anessa Moyens, who lives in Denton, Texas. And Matt, you had a game tonight, right?
Yep. My old ass played soccer for one of the few times in like 10 years.
How you feeling?
Not as bad last week. I could barely stand up. I had to get icy hot on my way into work.
Aww.
I hurt less today.
Progress. Yeah. Did you say what we were watching today, Dave?
This is the one where we're going to talk about The American Astronaut.
Emphasis on ass.
This is going to be a really interesting discussion because I know Matt hated this movie. I hated it in parts. There were sections where I liked it. Anessa is torn on it, so it should be a very interesting discussion, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I recall a number of times in the movie thinking that not only was it the longest movie I've ever seen in my entire life, but wondering what the hell was actually happening.
It was like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, it was 90 minutes,
Matt. It felt like an eternity.
Okay, let's compare it to all the movies that we've watched for this podcast. Do you think it's the worst?
I don't think it's the worst. It's the weirdest.
It is the weirdest.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
It's, I don't know, it's really, I'm trying to think of all the movies, which is difficult. I mean, we watched
have to look at a list. We've seen quite a few.
Yeah, we've seen some crappy movies. I think what bothered me the most, though, is I don't like musicals. I think musicals are a crock of doo-doo butter because that stuff never happens in real life. So it makes it even harder to believe for me. So,
well, considering there is a bar on series in this movie, like, it's not even going to be real life. It's no time
well,
soon.
But it's not even like any sci-fi movie where you're like, oh, somewhere this could be happening. But no matter what galaxy you're in, no one just walks around and starts singing at you.
Well, you don't know that, Matt.
Unless that person is crazy.
Some other planet in some other galaxy, the way they communicate may be in singing form.
Maybe.
Just singing at you while you're in the bathroom and taking a picture of you while you're just trying to pinch one out.
Okay. Before we continue, let's describe the show for the newbies listening or watching this. This is the podcast where we discuss a particular science fiction movie that we all watched, review it for you, and Matt and Anessa take a quiz at the end to see.
You mean Anessa wins the quiz at the end?
I'm sure that'll change with equilibrium, though.
Thought about that with UHF.
Way to spoil it for the end of the show there, Anessa.
My bad.
Just beep her out. Everyone will think she swore.
You could. That would be perfectly fine.
That'll be in my list of things to do in post-production. I should do that one of these episodes. Just put random beeps in just to make people think that you guys are swearing. All right, for our audio subscribers, if you'd like to see us record the show live, we do it on Google+. And you can just follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Google+, and we'll tell you when and where that's going to be. Our live page is galacticnetcast.com/live. So if you guys are ready to start this discussion.
Sure.
As with every week we watch a terrible movie and you ask that question, my response is, if I say no, will it change anything?
No, but you're here by your own free will, Matt. You can leave whenever you want.
See, you say that, but no one can prove that. I know you drive up from Waterloo and you stand over me while I sleep at night. And at any point, if you see me thinking about dropping out of the podcast, you do naughty things.
Oh, hey, before we continue, we have to ask Matt what beer he's drinking this week.
Oh, this week it's a Stone Cellar. It's actually a local place in Appleton. A Scottish ale.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of taste is it? What kind of taste does it have?
It's kind of a red. I don't know if you've had a red ale before.
I don't think I have.
Okay. Thicker. It's got kind of a sweet... I'm not like smart enough to be like, it's got these saucy undertones of smoky deliciousness. but it's like, I don't know, full-bodied.
Is it like
sweet.
Is it like a Killian's or is that a lager?
Killian's red.
Yeah.
I believe it's a Scottish style ale.
Okay. I thought it was a lager.
To the Googles.
Okay. All right. While you do that, let me run down the movie. The movie that we watched was The American Astronaut. And here is a brief synopsis. Space travel has become a dirty way of life, dominated by derelicts, grease monkeys, thieves, and hard-boiled interplanetary traders such as Samuel Curtis, an astronaut from Earth who deals in rare goods, living or otherwise. His mission begins with the unlikely delivery of a cat to a small outer belt asteroid saloon where he meets his former dance partner and renowned interplanetary fruit thief, the Blueberry Pirate. As payment for his delivery of the cat, Curtis receives a homemade cloning device already in the process of creating a creature most rare in the space quadrant, a real live girl. At the suggestion of the Blueberry Pirate, Curtis takes the real live girl to Jupiter, where women have long been a mystery. There he proposes a trade with the owner of Jupiter, the real live girl clone for the boy who actually saw a woman's breast. The boy who actually saw a woman's breast is regarded as royalty on the all-male mining planet of Jupiter because of his unique, and exotic. I cut off the rest of it.
Experience.
Okay, that could be it. That could be a word that we could put in there. Yes.
It makes sense because of his unique and exotic experience.
Yes.
With seeing a woman's breast.
Let me type that in. Experience. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Starring Corey Maccabee, who actually wrote it too, I believe. He plays.
And it was his band.
Okay, yeah. What was his band called?
Nay something Project. I forget the name.
I saw it on IMDb and I should have copied it and pasted it onto the document.
I'm looking.
Okay. Anyways, he played Samuel Curtis. Rocco Sisto plays Professor Hess. Gregory Russell Cook. He's the boy who actually saw a woman's breast. And I don't recognize any of these names, so I don't think we really need to continue talking about who starred in this film. The movie or the band is called Billy Nayer Show.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The American Astronaut got 7 out of 10 on IMDb and 63% of critics on Rotten Tomatoes. A better score than After Earth, actually.
Wow. I'm going to guess a lot of these people that rated the movie were probably RTVF majors, majored in film.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
So they got a fake degree? I might get backlash for that.
It's okay. That was my major at some point. It just seemed like something that they would be into, but I wanted to do audio. And I absolutely hated the classes where you had to sit there and like analyze film, so I quit.
You hated the ones that you had to analyze film? Really?
Yeah, right. That took all the fun out of watching a movie. Like, I don't care about why a certain camera angle is there or why somebody's jeans are ill-fitting. I mean, seriously? I have other things to pay attention to than someone's ratty old jeans and what it signifies.
But that's the art of filmmaking, the je ne sais quoi.
I wanted audio. I didn't care about film.
Okay.
Did you end up getting a real degree or not?
Geography. It's better than radio, television, film.
Hey.
Yeah, right? I'm like,
hey, you shut your dirty mouth.
Well, okay, let me clarify my thought process. If you get, say, a radio degree and you work in radio, that's one thing. But I have friends with sociology degrees who work in insurance. you wasted a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Good point.
I'm working in astronomy, but oh well.
Well, that's got something to do with locations and...
There's geography and space.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
There you go. So. Exactly. Whatever helps sleep at night.
It works.
All right, so let's run down some more stats of this movie. There aren't any more. No.
Released in January 20, 2001.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Runtime, 91 minutes.
90 minutes too long.
I couldn't find the budget on this.
Hey, boy.
But interesting box office numbers. Opening weekend, it grossed $6,000. And after a year, it racked up a total of $38,000. A couple of notes that I made was I thought they did a really good... They used shadows well in this movie. And
indeed.
And I kind of liked how they didn't make it look futuristic at all. Like, the spaceship looked like a old 1800s cabin. You know?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of a train.
Well, it was a train, didn't
like
you?
Like the train car.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when they showed the spaceship from the outside, it was an actual train. I thought. It looked like a train.
Well, it looked like it might have been like the front of a train. I don't know. It was...
The engine?
The engine.
Okay.
So, not the caboose. But, yeah, they had the whole film noir thing going on.
All right. So, yeah, there we go. We would love your thoughts on this movie if you've seen this. I doubt if you have. Well, if you have Netflix, maybe you popped on one night when you were really, really drunk or something. That's possible. Or really, really bored.
Or high.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. All right.
There's no amount of drugs in the world that would get me to watch this movie on my own.
Anyways, what I was trying to get to was we would love your opinion on this. Leave us feedback. GalacticNetcasts@gmail.com. That's GalacticNetcasts with an extra S at the end. Casts, like a bunch of them. @gmail.com. You can call our voicemail number, 805-328-3966. 805-328-3966. All right, let's get into what we learned, starting with Matt.
I'm going to stop you real quick. Okay. I found on the Wikipedia page that it said their budget was an ambiguous between 1 and 2 million.
Holy crap.
Really?
You know, I could do so much more.
There's no way it was between 1 and 2 million.
No, not possible.
That's what it says. The internet doesn't lie.
The visuals for the spaceship flying through space.
Did they spend it all on sand?
Yes, there was a lot of sand in this movie.
Although it had the texture of brown sugar.
Yeah.
Like maybe damp sand? Because it was very...
Yeah, I was going to say damp sand. It looked like the sand that you would put into a sandbox.
Yeah, like slightly moist.
Yeah, exactly.
Slightly moist.
Damp.
All right, Matt, what did we learn?
Let's see. We learn where the movie starts from this intro narration.
Here we go.
Out of over 2,000 asteroids regularly charted and observed, Ceres, due to its large size, convenient location, and availability, was found to be the perfect spot for a drinking establishment, or bar, if you will. It was named, appropriately enough, the Ceres Crossroads, and it was more often than not frequented by roughnecks and thugs. It is here where our story began, the story of how I became a father. And oh yeah, it's my birthday.
That was Professor Hess, as we would eventually learn. He's the crazy, deranged lunatic in this film.
Obsessed with his birthday.
I love that character. He just went, you know what? I bet you that actor had fun playing that character, you know?
He was fantastically creepy.
Yeah, he was. Aren't you going to sing me happy birthday?
We're going to party.
All right, Anessa. We don't really need to discuss anything because that's the very beginning. So, Anessa, what did you learn?
On this clip, we learned what Eddie gave Samuel as payment for delivering the cat.
I thought he was for you.
Oh, no, I hate cats. But you sure saved my butt bringing him here. You're staying, right?
What is that?
You're staying for the big dance, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. I don't get it.
It's a girl. It's a real live girl.
What am I supposed to do with it?
I don't know.
Who's playing at the dance tonight?
Me.
I guess I'll see you there. You mind if I use your bathroom?
Sure. It's a real toilet, so be careful.
You know what? This movie had some brilliance to it, but then it had just... You're just shaking your head going, why were they saying that? You know, there's, it just, I think they said things or they wrote the script just for shock value sometimes, just to be weird, sort of.
Maybe, or maybe.
No, I definitely believe the movie was weird for the sake of being weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, unless they maybe had some ulterior motive, because to them, it might have meant something else, but they're like, ah, people think it's weird, we'll just do it anyway.
It's very, very much an art house movie, like, let's be creative, let's see where we can push the boundaries of...
It's like Maccabee discovered film noir and wanted to roll with it.
Yeah, it looked, this movie looked like it was filmed like in 1943, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to demonstrate how weird this movie was by playing this clip right here.
Is it just me or do my balls itch?
I think it's you.
Good. For a minute, I thought my balls itch. Hey, it's a joke.
It's funny.
And that was the old man in the tavern who went up there and kind of was the MC for the dance contest.
And his jokes were weird.
Yeah. He told the joke about, what was the punchline to that one joke? It was
Hertz Donut?
Yeah, Hertz Donut, yes.
Yeah.
And it was weird because like the people were laughing at the parts that weren't funny, that weren't supposed to be like the jokey joke parts of the joke. You know?
Yeah. Like just the fillers to leading up to the punchline.
Yes.
What they laughed at.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. All right, Matt, if you, we can tear you away from your computer, what did you learn?
Well, get out of here, Dad. We learned that Professor Hess is pretty obsessed with his birthday.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
It's my birthday. Did he tell you it was my birthday? Are you going to sing happy birthday to me?
I want you to sing happy birthday to me.
I said...
And brown sugar.
Yeah. Professor Hess, he was definitely like the typical like stereotypical serial killer who enjoyed killing. Like every time that he killed somebody, he just like almost like was orgasmic in the way he was acting. You know, he's always just very much kind of like reveling in the moment, sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person that he killed that he was asking about his birthday and the person they end up killing in that clip that we just heard, that was...
the Blueberry Pirate.
That was the Blueberry Pirate, yes. You are correct, ma'am. Okay, where were we? Where are we at?
On this clip, we learn what's going to happen now that the leader of Jupiter has the real live girl.
When she is 15 and a half, she will become my bride and your queen. You will all partake in fresh fruit brought here by the Blueberry Pirate himself. And I will partake in fresh fruit and sexual intercourse. An act in which we are all a stranger, but which, upon my return, I will describe to you in great detail.
So, yeah.
That was probably my favorite part. because those guys were probably like, this is going to be great when he tells me about it.
Yeah. He's going to have sex in like 15 years.
Yeah, right.
15 and a half.
He might be specified dead in 15 that he was years.
Gonna, yeah, it's like, because he specified that he was going to get married when she was 15 and a half.
And a half, yeah.
As if the half makes it better.
Yeah, no.
It's less rapey when she's closer to 16 than 15.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You invited me, and you allow me to drink beer. Deal with it.
We actually encourage you to drink beer.
Deal with it.
To tell you the truth. All right, so yeah, they went to Jupiter, kind of explaining how the movie as we're going here. Samuel goes to Jupiter, brings the live girl, and then he takes off to Venus with the boy who actually saw a woman's breast. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
And then Professor what's his face shows up. And kills everybody on Jupiter.
I was surprised nobody fought back. There was a whole room of guys. And then just brown sugar everywhere.
It's funny because they show him come out on the stage with the gun. And then they went to the spaceship with the boy and Samuel. And then they go back to Jupiter. And there's all these just big piles of sand. And he's all like orgasmic about it. He's like feeling himself
and
then he breaks into song.
Yep.
No, go figure.
Hey, let's speaking of that, let's hear that song, shall we? Here we go.
Let's have a party. I think we'll have a party now. Let's have a party. It's great when you get started out. We'll throw our hands up and shout party. We'll throw our heads back and say party, party, party. Oh, won't you come and join our party?
You know, I figured out where Rebecca Black got her inspiration for Friday.
Oh, is this song. She did a bunch of acid and she was like, guys, I got this great song idea. It's called Friday. And some rich guy was like, nah, here you go, take my money. You know, that was probably the creepiest thing ever. Like, he started singing the song and I just looked at him and it's like him. He's all like weird.
And he's like kind of like feeling himself and rubbing himself. He's like, let's have a party. And I'm like,
100% okay. Self-rape.
He's like molesting himself.
It reminded me of the scene of the serial killer in, what was the movie with, back in the 90s? Oh, something about lambs. Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Oh, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Where he tucked in that part.
Yeah. There's a famous saying, and I can't say it because you'd have to beat me out, and then you'll yell at me. But my favorite part is because he has his dog, and his dog's name is Precious. He's like, Precious, you're my Precious. I really like that movie.
She puts the lotion on the skin,
or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah. All right, so. We're on clip 7. Matt, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
I had to like turn my brain off for that song, but
party.
We learned that Professor Hess likes to prank call.
This is awesome. Here we go.
Guess who this is?
Professor Hess.
That's right. You got it on the first try. For that, you get a kiss.
I'll pass.
What? You think I'd kiss you? You'd love it if I'd kiss you. And I would never kiss you.
You said you were going to kiss me.
I never said I'd kiss you. I never said that. You just want me to kiss you.
Not really.
Oh, I'm not good enough to kiss you. Is that what you're saying?
What do you want, Professor?
Guess what today is?
I don't know what.
It's my birthday. You want to say happy birthday to me?
No.
Let's have a party.
Why not? Why aren't you going to sing happy birthday to me?
I don't like the song.
You are so square.
I had to include that because in our messaging back and forth on Facebook yesterday, Anessa typed that, and I didn't get it until later when I watched the movie, and I'm like, oh, that's from the movie.
Yeah, he says it twice.
Pretty cool.
Didn't even pick up on it because this movie was a giant steaming pile.
Come on, there had to be some redeeming qualities, Matt. I mean, it was so stupid at times that it was funny, you know?
Yeah, but it was offset by the weirdness and the singing and the overall creepiness.
What creepiness? What are you talking about?
I revert back to the song you recently played and the visual. Yeah,
that
guy.
Let's have a party. We'll have a party.
I kind of want to put that as my ringtone.
No, well, whatever. I don't ever see you in person, so do it up.
On my birthday next year, I'm going to find the video of that and post just the video of that on Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. Just because.
Okay.
Awesome.
I will tip my hat to you if you remember to do that.
Yeah.
Now make a reminder on your Google Calendar for your birthday, because that's the type of crap I would do.
That's what I would do too.
I borrowed a quarter from a guy at work, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, like, don't worry about it." And further down the road, I like gave him a dollar, and he's like, "Well, let me give you the dollar back." And I was like, "Dude, don't worry about it." He goes, "No, because like in a week, I don't want you to bring it up." So I set a reminder for like 4 weeks. And just like out of the blue, I was like, "Remember that time? So you gave me a dollar. So the juice is running too." And then he lost his mind. Swear words were had.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
All right, so Nessa, you're up.
We learn about the people in the barn.
This is a long clip. Let me just warn you. Here we go.
Where are you from?
We're Earth people. You see. In the year 1902, we were just a bunch of silver miners. One day I dug up this rock, and it was a brand new color. Not a trace or hint or nothing of any other color you ever seen. So we looked at it, and it turned us real smart. The next day we went into town and read all there was to read about the chart. Then we went out into the desert, built us this big barn, and sent it up here into space with us in it. Been here ever since. Now the one thing we didn't reckon on was space punies.
We're space punies.
Hey Jake, what are space punies?
In a world without gravity, the muscles will become dormant and wither. Your spine will straighten and the calcium in your arms and legs will redistribute itself in your head.
Thank you, Jake.
There you go. The people in the barn.
Yep.
And that kid that they took from him. Weird. That was weird, weird, weird.
I have a hard time believing that anything weird happened in this movie.
So what was happening there is Samuel and the boy who actually saw a woman's breast, they ran into this barn just floating in the middle of space. So they zoomed in. They met this guy that was the guy that was singing, told the tale of how they ended up there, and they took away their kid that they created somehow. I don't know.
Created somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Not exactly sure how they did it, but they took him.
Well, I thought he said that him and some other person or something had a kid, and then they, like, raised the kid in that suit, so that way when he goes back to Earth, like, he
survived. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But there wasn't any women with them, were they?
Well, at no point did they ever say that there were no storks, and we all know that the storks bring babies.
Of course, yes. You're right, Matt. How could I have forgotten that?
Ah, oh, you guys are so stupid.
We're square.
Squares.
All right, so one last clip here. On this clip, we learn that both Sam and the women of Venus were both in for a surprise. So here's the surprise.
Samuel, we had no way of knowing.
How could you know?
Well, your messenger never mentioned the swap. He just said you were coming.
Hi, Sam.
Jesus Christ! That's Professor Hess.
A professor?
Did you miss me?
No.
Yes, you did. You did too miss me. You're just saying that to make me mad.
The professor suggests that we should meet the boy first.
I'll go get him. But if we can just make this fast.
Of course. And Samuel, he is descended from great wealth, is he not?
Yeah.
So to explain briefly, they were going to use, Samuel was going to use the boy who actually saw a woman's breast to trade the women of Venus for their old man that they used for years to procreate with, because they only have one man at a time on Venus.
Well, they can go without a guy and reproduce without men, but they like to have one around.
Oh.
You know, to do, like, heavy lifting, kill bugs, because what else are we good for?
Penis.
Oh my god, you said the word penis.
I didn't know
male
girls
genitalia.
Like
genitalia.
I am shocked, Anessa. I am just
they
shocked.
They wrote him like Stallion, so.
I need to go to Mars. Did I say Venus. That out loud?
No, it was Venus.
It was Venus.
Well, I need to, wherever all these biddies are, I need to go.
Okay, all right. You might be too old for them. They wanted somebody that was like 16, right?
I'll get a fake ID.
All right. I don't think you'd survive very long on Venus.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I'll just get tired.
On the real Venus.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I can't imagine these women make sandwiches. And that's what a woman should do. So.
You know what? Okay. GalacticNetcast@gmail.com. Chris. If you have a complaint against any of our hosts, Matt, for his offensive remarks towards women or about women.
If you just want to subject that one with my name, Dave will just forward them to me, and they will be answered in a timely fashion.
No, I will answer them for you. You're not going to get them. You're not going
to
see
them. Oh, I didn't say I had to answer them. I just want to know when people are talking about me.
All right. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Before we get into the test portion of the podcast, let's thank our sponsor, Audible.com. It's a great service if you are on long commutes, if you don't have time to read. Who has time to read, right? You can listen to books via Audible.com. And you can get a free month and a free book out of this deal by going to audible.com/galacticnetcast and entering the promo code galacticnetcast. And may we suggest this week, Mr. Spaceship by Philip K. Dick. Speaking of weird, he was a weird cat. So here's the synopsis of this book. Working in a military research facility, Kramer comes up with a system of installing a man's brain as the central processor of a rocket. Since a pilot could not withstand the pressure of deep space flight, a willing sacrifice will need to be made. Kramer's ex-wife, Dolores, remembers an old professor, Professor Thomas, that she and Kramer had attended in college. Attended? That's weird. Professor Thomas is near the end of his lifespan. His mind is still agile and is agreed that it is his mind that will go into the rocket. So it's Mr. Spaceship. It's actually a human in the spaceship. That's why it's called Mr. Spaceship by Philip K. Dick. That is our Audible pick for the week. Again, you can pick it up for free, or anyone, really, by going to audibletrial.com/galacticnetcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/galacticnetcast. And we thank Audible for their support of the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. How are you guys feeling about this test this week?
I really don't know.
Bad. Are they all multiple choice?
It's like everything that I could possibly think of was included in an audio clip. So we'll see how it goes.
I have bad news for you guys. There are no multiple choices.
Well, zero. I'm going to get them all wrong.
Zero.
I thought the questions
were fairly easy. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. So here we go. Test time, but first We have to determine who goes first by flipping a coin. Hang on. I'm going to open my app, my coin flipping app. All right. Who's going to call it?
Matt can call it.
No, I don't want to.
Well, fine.
Okay.
Tails.
Tails? Okay, here we go. And it's heads.
All right.
So, Matt, what do you want to do?
I mean, I guess I'll get the first one wrong.
Way to be all negative. Come on.
Way to be a go-getter, Matt.
Come on.
I'm being realistic.
I will get the first one wrong.
Buck up, soldier. All right, here we go.
Let's do this crap.
All right, question number one is the following. What is the name of the cat that Samuel delivered to the asteroid? What is the name of the cat that Sam, delivered to the asteroid?
God, this is so bad because I don't know it.
Do you want me to make... I can make it multiple choice if you want.
Well, it's really up to you because...
Do you have choices? Because it might show up in the inflection of your voice which one's actually the answer if you're just making them up.
Okay. I don't have anything written down.
I'm just saying.
So. I don't know. Bilbo Fluffins.
Bilbo Fluffins? That's awesome.
I like the name.
Yes. But
totally rename the cat.
Fortunately, that is the wrong answer.
Oh, God, I really thought I had it that time.
I saw a chart on Facebook about how you can figure out determine your cat name the other day. It was awesome.
Really surprised that you found that.
Shut up. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say, Matt?
That you're an odd character. But not I love you.
Not as odd as Professor Hess.
No, if you ever get this weird, I'm done. Like, I'm done with all the podcasts.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, you ever call me up and be like, aren't you going to sing to me on my birthday? I'm going to be like, Dave, you have lost your mind. We're done.
Let's have a party.
All right. Vanessa, do you know the answer to this one?
I do, actually.
Wow.
Of course she does.
Monkey Puss.
Monkey Puss.
Oh, so close.
All right. Anessa, stolen from Matt. She stole it.
Never happened before.
First time.
first time today.
All right. Here we go. Let's go with question number two. And we have to play this. All right. So, Vanessa, your question is, why didn't the old man at the bar understand his hurt donut joke?
Because he wasn't from Earth.
Wow, that was quick. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Let's go to the judges.
Well, I don't have any other answers, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's wait until the music ends, and then we can hit the next thing.
Wow.
All right, congratulations, Anessa. Yeah, he wasn't from Earth, so he didn't understand. Wiping the floor with you, Matt.
Because you act like this is something she's never done before. She is clearly
more perceptive.
For our first-time
listeners, they don't know any better.
Yeah, no, yeah, we have new listeners coming in all the time. So, Matt, treat it like it's a brand new show. This never happened before.
Oh, okay. I'm going to act like Anessa doesn't mop the floor with me every week because she is a far more perceptive person than I am.
Although, you did really well last time.
Shut up. These are pity sentences. I appreciate them.
No, it's true, though. Like,
no, you guys were damn close last time.
We were really close.
Yeah.
Well, next week, I'm going to watch the movie, or 2 weeks, I should say. I'm going to watch this movie like 4 times.
You should do that every time. Take notes.
Do you think I have that kind of time? I start school again on Monday.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Question number three. It's Matt's turn. Let's start the music. The answer music right there. There we go. All right. Question number three. Matthew.
Yes, Dad.
What was the question Samuel had to answer in order for his alarm clock to stop ringing? What was the question that Samuel had to answer in order for his alarm clock to stop ringing? And you should know this because it was said over and over and over again.
I'm not saying I don't know it. I'm just curious, how close do I have to be for you to consider it right? Because I can't remember if... Okay, the question was, what did your father teach you? And I can't remember if it was father or his dad's name.
What did your father teach you? You know,
or
what?
It was like his name, and then what did your father teach you? What? Oh, cool.
I was like, leave it at that, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like,
don't mess it up. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, because I just remember, it's like, what did your father teach you? What did your father teach you? What did your father teach you?
Okay, so. Bonus question. So this is your chance, Matt, of tying with Anessa. Since you got that right, this is a bonus question. I'm throwing
a pity question.
I'm throwing, no, it was planned. I have it written down here, so. All right, so bonus question, extra point, extra credit. What was the answer?
He taught me how to something with flowers? No, I can tell by the look on your face that's not right.
What? What look?
What's that?
What look?
I'm staring at you. I don't remember. I remember the second time he answered, though. He was all sad about it. My father taught me how to trim a sunflower. That's my answer. It's wrong, but that's my answer.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I'm going to give it to you because in both your answers, the two answers that you gave combined gave the right answer.
So what was the actual answer?
Cuz you said
to kill
the sunflower is the answer. You were close enough. You were close enough, Matt.
Whatever, I'll take it.
Okay.
8 points.
So you guys are now tied. Look at this. Still anyone's game.
How many questions are there?
There's 7 this week.
Excluding the bonus question?
Was that including the bonus or excluding?
Yeah.
Excluding.
Okay.
Excluding. All right, so here we go. Question number 4. Let's move on to Anessa this time. Answer music starts now. All right. According to the boy who actually saw a woman's breast, what was it like?
It was round and soft. I'll get back to work.
You're like Rain Man, Anessa.
Yeah.
And I just remember how unenthused he was about that.
He sang that long, stupid song, and then he was just like, yeah, it's round and soft. Get back to work.
Well, because
he was like, vowels or something like A-E-I-O-U and then like doing his little cheerleading thing.
Well, just imagine if you had to do that every single day.
every day round and it was soft and I get back to work.
Yeah. That is the right answer. So Anessa takes the lead back again. this is close. It's very close. How good are you with numbers, Matt?
Math was my worst class ever. So,
remembering numbers, or is Matt gonna have to like devise something here?
Yeah, I guess we're about to find out.
It's math. It's a math question.
Ugh.
Sort of, kind of. How old did Professor Hess claim to be?
Not a math question.
Yeah, that's not a math question.
Well, it's numbers. How old?
65. Wait for it. Should shorten that crap.
I should. You're right.
Oh, go figure, I was wrong.
Anessa, do you know the answer?
96.
God damn.
Come on.
How is that possible?
Wow, wow. I don't know.
You don't have access to this doc, do you?
No, I don't have access to the doc. Yes, because your next question is going to be, what did they want to rename the cat?
That better not be the question, because I don't know that answer either.
I would laugh if it was.
I bet you it is. Dave's being oddly quiet right now.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Let's see.
That's going to be one of the questions, I bet. I bet you a strawpenny.
Well, my questions usually...
I figured it would have been at the front, though.
Yeah, my questions go usually in chronological order, so you're probably wrong about that. Here's the actual question. What did Samuel and the boy who actually saw a woman's breast want in return for taking bodysuit back to Earth?
Whose question is it?
Oh, it's yours, Vanessa.
Oh, it's mine.
Yeah.
They wanted for the women on Venus to, like, dig their ship out of the mud. Or wait.
No, let me ask. Okay, no, when he's on, was it...
Oh, when he's in the barn?
Yeah, at the barn.
Oh, they wanted, like, his chocolate and tobacco and stuff.
This is unreal.
Sorry, I was thinking Venus. My bad.
Hang on. I had to find the right thing here. Here. That was correct. Bodysuit.
That was the character's name.
Yes.
Stupid ass crap. Crap, 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 crap.
All right, one more question. Anessa won the game, but...
No, really?
But this is for for good measure here. So,
all or nothing. If I get this right, I win.
You guys you want to make a deal?
14.
Don't you want to hear the question first?
Well, he said make a deal. He didn't say what kind of deal or what was going to happen.
We could do like
box number three.
We could do like a double, like a Final Jeopardy type deal where you wager your points.
Bet all my points that I never have.
All right, here we go. Question 7. What was the reason why Professor Hess wanted to kill the boy who actually saw a woman's breast?
Because he was a sissy. I don't know. Because he sucked. He was jealous. He wanted to get his squeeze on. Just play the sad sound. Exactly.
Anessa, you know the answer?
The professor could only kill people that he had no reason to kill.
Who remembers this crap?
They said it a few times in the movie.
Remember that whole thing where Sam was like in the spaceship explaining his motivation or explaining Professor Hess's motivation?
Yeah. Like, there's a whole conversation between the boy who saw a woman's breast and...
Is this when they're sitting in the room?
They're sitting in the spaceship.
Oh, yeah. How close to the end of the movie was this?
It was like halfway.
So... A half of eternity.
Actually, it might have been.
It's about 3/4 away, I think.
Just a little over halfway. It's right after they left Jupiter.
You know what? I think what would make everything better.
Before they got to the barn.
What would make everything better would be
a ham sandwich.
Party. I think we'll have a party now. Let's have a party. It's great when you get started out. We'll throw our hands up and shout party. We'll throw our heads back and say party, party, party.
You know what's funny too is there was a scene with Sam in the spaceship. Professor Hess asked him what day it was, and Sam was like, it's Friday or Saturday or And I was thinking, putting that together with that song, it's almost Rebecca Black's Friday.
Shit.
Yeah, like 11 years prior.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that is it. Congratulations to Anessa, the winner of the quiz this week. She's now since we started the podcast back up again, she's 5-0, five points ahead of you.
Sure, that'll all change next time.
Yes.
Shut up. You're going to jinx the crap out of me.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. I'm going to kick your ass next time. There.
Thank you. Make sure you beep potty mouth out. I'm going to kick your beep.
I might do that just for...
But just do like a couple of beeps so it sounds like I said more than I actually
did. For like 45 seconds of beeps. Wow, she's angry.
And then next time.
Yeah, next time.
Next, and then beep time.
Who does that on late night TV? Puts the beeps in? Is that Kimmel?
Craig Ferguson?
No, I think it's Kimmel.
Oh,
I think it might be Kimmel.
Yeah. Unnecessary censoring. I think it's Kimmel.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I asked. Clearly, I know the answer.
You're not going to take our answers anyway, so.
What are you talking about? Come on.
Well, because Matt was like, Ferguson? No, Kimmel. I'm like, Fallon?
No, you're wrong.
Kimmel. But who is it?
47 lashings.
So, yeah. Overall, this movie was really weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, let's do some final thoughts here. Anessa, do you just think it's weird? Anything else you want to add to it?
Like you said, there were some entertaining parts. And a couple of the songs I actually was okay with. Like, I liked okay. I was amused by the whole glass vagina thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that whole song. Very demure, glass vagina.
I was this close to including that in our audio.
You should've.
I know.
And now it was, yeah, Brad ended up watching it with me, and he thought it was very weird. Although he said that he kind of expected towards the end to where you find out that Professor Hess is actually like inside Samuel Curtis's mind. Like, that's what he was waiting to find out at the end.
Really?
Like, that was a possible twist. And I could see that, because you've got, like, these two characters that, you know, I guess it's, like, the darker side chasing after Samuel. And then, of course, they both end up becoming fathers, one on Earth, and then one hangs back in Venus to help raise Bodysuit, which would be, like, this weird version of the other... guy who actually saw a woman's breast. So, like, I could see that. I could, but I didn't really think of that when I watched it. I was just like, why are they okay?
if they hadn't have showed Professor Hess killing all the people, and if the boy who actually saw a woman's breast didn't actually react to Sam's conversation with Professor Hess in the spaceship, then I probably would have said, yeah, it's maybe in his mind.
Oh, maybe it's all in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if he's the guy in the barn just rambling on?
Yeah.
You guys just put way too much thought into this.
Actually, that wasn't my thought. So.
It's because of the conversation that the two of you just had that this crappy piece of crap exists.
It's a conversational piece.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever.
Thought provoking, Matt. Come on. Open your mind. Broaden your horizons.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. I broaden my horizons plenty.
See, like, I had mentioned something about that last night, and Dave was like, no pain, no gain. So.
I'm easily.
I'm bringing y'all out of y'all's comfort zone.
I fell asleep somewhere in the middle of that conversation, so. I woke up this morning and I was like, what the hell are they talking about?
I was wondering why you got quiet all of a sudden.
I kind of figured he passed out.
I go to bed at like 9:45 at night.
Wow, you're going to be tired tomorrow. It's 10:30.
Yeah, and I played sports.
And he played soccer.
Yeah.
Which he won the game for the listeners out there.
I was the goalie, so.
So you won something today.
You all right. You could totally kick my ass at soccer.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right, Matt, your final thought. What do you think of the movie?
And
you can't
you
can't just say it sucks. You gotta give your concrete reasons.
My concrete reasons were that it
watch
was
the
not,
movie.
It was not appealing to me. I don't like musicals. I at no point like ever seemed to be able to follow what was happening, and that annoyed me. Cause it's like, you know, I felt like I was just kind of spacing out, and then all of a sudden I would come to and I'm like, wait, what just happened? Like, I couldn't follow it enough to be able to enjoy it, and the songs made me want to punch babies because the songs were bad and creepy and I don't like musicals.
Okay. So
is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
You explained it well. And I think next week's movie, it's kind of your revenge because this is kind of up in your wheelhouse, right? I mean, this kind of movie.
I love this movie. Like, I have seen this movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but I have seen it a few times prior. I own it, and I am super excited. Neither of you have ever seen it, have you?
No, I have
never seen
actually,
it.
You know what? I was thinking about it last night after we had our discussion. I may have seen it at one time, but I didn't really pay much attention to it, so.
I believe, and I don't remember exactly when the first Matrix came out, but I believe it came out shortly thereafter, and it kind of has like the same
vibe,
visual feel to it. Because of, I mean, the storyline's completely different, but visually it's like the weird, jerky hand movements. It'll make sense when you watch it.
Yeah. Slow motion stuff?
Not necessarily slow motion.
Okay.
But the whole like bullet time thing, I believe, happens a few times.
Okay.
Which was actually popularized by Max Payne Video Game.
Did you say the movie, the name?
Vanessa said it earlier, but I was going to let you have that.
All right. Well, next time we'll be watching and discussing the 2002 movie Equilibrium, starring Christian Bale, Sean Bean, and Taye Diggs. It takes place in a dystopian future where a totalitarian regime maintains peace by subduing the populace with an emotion-suppressing drug, and sense offenses are punishable by death. When an enforcer skips a dose of the medication, it stirs him to desire to revolt. So there you go. Watch it with us next week and join us in 2 weeks for.
And I have a crush on Christian Bale. There I said.
Understandable.
Man crush?
Yes. Ever since American Psycho.
I was going to say, was it American Psycho?
Yep. Yep.
I don't blame you.
Have you ever seen that one, Dave?
No, I have not.
You should. He plays like the perfect psychopath.
Really?
Yes.
He does.
I don't like psychopath movies.
Well, it's not like slasher psychopath. It is like he is a functional member of society who's a serial killer at night.
Kind of like Dexter, sort of, right?
Yes, but
kinda,
way...
Except he doesn't have the motive to get rid of only bad guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He just like kills random people.
He just kills people that he...
And like the weird stuff that happens. Like we could talk more about this after we... properly end the show, but
okay.
Yeah.
Anyone that hasn't seen that movie that is into any sort of psychological thriller should really watch that movie.
All right. Good enough. Thank you very much, guys. Great job this week, even though you didn't win.
Whatever.
You're all winners.
I'm used to it.
You're all winners in my book.
Thanks, teacher.
And thanks for joining us, everybody. And we'll see you next time for Equilibrium on the Sci-Fi Film School podcast.
Yay! Yetis in Rio.
What?
What?
All right.
Yetis in Rio.
What does that mean?
It's a reference. Like, there was the part where bodysuit Curtis or Samuel Curtis and then the boy who saw a woman's breast were in, like, the little ship. And one of them was shouting no and the other one, I don't know what they were saying. But before that, he was talking about where he wanted to go, and he said South America, and then he was like, oh, what about the Yetis in Rio?
Oh, okay. Okay. Good one. All right. We'll leave it at that, then. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
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 Matt. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Leave your hailing frequencies open and scanners on full, because another Galactic Netcast will be approaching your coordinates soon. For more information, go to galacticnetcasts.com.